I will take some questions, but I have to tell you that we are really under a timeline, so probably I won't be able to answer all of them today, I promise, but I'll do my best, and you know, some of them I'm going to have to shut them off depending on what's asked, okay?
Did you have a hint statement, or were you just
well,
asking?
Apparently it's in the media that we are not meeting until Tuesday the 26th at 2 o'clock. And I want it known that that was not our choice. We offered Sunday afternoon after church at 2 o'clock, and we were told that they didn't want to meet at that time. So it's just, you know, we're willing to meet whenever the mediator can come, and that's the important thing. We're not ducking out of anything.
Do you have any comments on what the Friday that was suggested by the GEA?
We did not hear anything about Friday. And the mediator didn't say anything to us about Friday, so I don't know where that came from. Our board members were ready. We're going to try and get it done.
Have you made progress?
Yes, I feel very confident that the last couple sessions, there's been movement from both sides, and I think we're closer to a settlement than we have been for a long time.
Can you talk a little bit about the recall rights? We were told that that was kind of the last sticking point that's left.
Well, I wish that was the last sticking point. There's still a lot of issues that are out there. Recall rights and the RIF language is very difficult because it deals with teacher tenure. And it used to be that it was all based by seniority. How long have they been in the district? The state came up and, they passed a law that basically now includes student evaluation, student performance in their classroom, and a new model for measurement called the Danielson model. That's what our district is using. And so they have to be placed into four categories. And those four categories are unsatisfactory, needs improvement, proficient, and distinguished, or excellent. And so I understand the teachers' fears because our teachers haven't been evaluated in that system for 15 years because we used to use professional growth plans. Tenured teachers had the right to write a professional growth plan that I think was a wonderful idea because it's not about somebody evaluating them, it's how can they grow themselves. But the state has changed that, and so we've got to get used to the new system. One thing I will tell you is that our district did something that was really remarkable, and I think the teachers need to know this. All tenured teachers coming off the professional growth plan, they were rated with a 4. So they're starting at the very highest level of the rating system. So it's not like they're coming in and starting with nothing or with a 1 or a 2. They're starting at the very top level. So, you know, that's important to know.
And they're starting at distinguished?
Yes, that's right. They were, because we used to be on a professional growth plan, and we had to move them into this system, and we felt like it's only fair to put them in the distinguished category, and then we'll work from there. So, you know, the law is the law. We have to follow the law. Could we agree to something different? We could, but that's not what this law was meant to do. The law was meant to keep good performing teachers in the classroom and have poor performing teachers removed from the classroom or RIFed if you have a RIF list. So that's why the recall rights is such a big deal. And I sympathize with our teachers. I wish we had, that's not the best situation for them. You know, student growth is a tough thing to put on any teacher or principal, but we all have to do it.
What are some of the other major key points that are kind of still need to be worked through?
Well, like I said, because of the format that we're using, it's hard to tell because, each supposal comes with some different language, both from us and them. It's not anybody's fault, but, we're just trying to come up with a solution. And I really don't want to talk about the other items because I don't want to skew what's maybe already been agreed to, maybe not formally, but at least we've informally agreed to some items.
Last week you said, I believe, there was like 11 items. Down into single digits?
Well, informally, yes. And that's what I feel good about. That's why I say we've definitely made progress. So But to be able to say one or two items, that would be a little bit scary, but I would say single digits is definitely a fair statement.
Kind of a weird question. What about the athletic complex kind of getting ready? Do you think that, you know, it'll be ready for football or?
Well, we're making progress there too. That's hard to say. Depending on what construction workers are crossing the line and working for us, some aren't, some are. That's really a tough call because I hope so. I hope we can use that facility. That's why we built it. But we may have to wait just based on what construction levels are at when we start the season, if we get to.
Any idea when students will be back in school? Any sort of timeline?
No, unfortunately, I don't know. I would hope the sooner the better. I still believe that both sides are working for what they think is a fair settlement. I'm not holding anything against the union. I understand their position. I hope they understand our position because we're all about kids, and that's what we need to be focusing on and trying to get them back into the classroom.
Will you be doing online mediation then?
I don't know. I haven't talked to our mediator. That could be a possibility, but last meeting it didn't sound like it.
Have you had a chance to talk with other districts where you're, for the term, outsourcing teachers for special needs, and how is that situation going with classes starting?
Well, we have six districts in our Knox County co-op, and so that's very difficult. That adds a lot of complexity to this strike issue. Most of those schools are now in session. There are some people that are willing to cross the picket line, and they're working for their districts. There are some people that are holding the union belief, and they're not working. So those districts, I believe, are trying to hire subs for anybody that they can't fill. Obviously, the special needs kids are really, it's important to have a qualified teacher in there, and so that there, our director of special ed is working hard to get that done, and I'm really impressed with the way they're working with the outside districts.
You all are spending a lot of time at the table when you go into these sessions, not getting started until the afternoon on Tuesday. It seems unlikely you'll get much done that day.
And that makes it kind of difficult, but understand that we're working around a lot of people's schedules. You know, that is, if we had our choice, we could start in the morning the very first thing, but you know, we've got attorneys from both sides, we've got the mediator, we've got the teacher side, our side, so trying to get an agreeable time isn't always easy.
Has the mediator sort of penciled you in for any other times later in the week, you know, with her planning so far in advance?
I don't know that. I that wouldn't be fair. I haven't talked to her about that.
Why exactly is the federal mediator not here right now? Then why is her schedule the way it is, I guess?
Well, she's a federal mediator, so she's dealing a lot of issues like this. You know, we're not the only school on strike or threatening strike, and there are a lot of issues that she deals with, and it's not always about school business. There are a lot of other union contracts out there, and so that's what those federal mediators do. They go in and try to settle bargaining issues at any level.
Was the mediator not available for Sunday, or was that the union you were saying?
The mediator was definitely okay with Sunday. That was agreed upon by our team, and she said yes, but the union said no.
So right now it's looking like Tuesday is going to be the earliest day.
Right, unless something changes.
So if everything gets that worked out Tuesday, best case scenario, would you be in class Wednesday? Or?
Probably Thursday. I wish we could, but it's going to take some time to get the contracts ratified, both union and board. So I would say that probably another day would be very feasible that we could be in school Thursday.
Any message you want to give to the students that are kind of, there are some that are picketing along with their teachers, anything you'd like to say to them?
Well, I just hope they know that both sides are working as hard as they can to get this thing settled. Obviously, it's not good for any students to be out on the streets and not going to school, and that we're all in the business to educate kids, and that bothers me as well as it does everybody that's involved.
Did you think that the strike would get this long? I mean, seventh day of the strike.
I didn't know if it would, and you know, there's no prediction to them, so I was hoping we could get it settled, but we haven't yet.
So will this mean school will go further into June? Are you looking at cutting spring break or anything like that, or is it too early to tell?
Well, we haven't really talked about the calendar yet. We will. We'll work on the calendar here as soon as we get closer to a settlement, and you know, we'll try to do the best we can to get in the number of days so that we meet the state minimums.
What's the state minimum again?
174.
Okay, so does that mean that all the days that have been missed so far will have to be made up?
No, that days made up will be negotiable with the union.
Is arbitration an option?
It could be. I don't anticipate that. Illinois hasn't been a state that has gone to arbitration very often. So I hope we can do it with the mediator, and we'll know more after next Tuesday.
It's 2 years, though. That's the length of the term you all are working on.
The union proposed 2 years, and the board would like to see three.
Is that another sticking point, then?
Well, I think it's one of the issues, definitely. I mean, you know, just think about the amount of time we've already spent. We're well over 120 hours on negotiation of the loan, and that these started back in May. So, you know, that's a lot of time to put in on something that's, you know, hopefully would get kids back into school. Any other questions? Okay, thank you guys very much for coming.